Okay. We believe in love. Yes. We believe in togetherness. We believe in disco. We believe in house and our house music. We believe in techno. We believe in dance. We still believe. Do you? This is We Still Believe with the black Madonna.
People always described Mike Huckabee as humble. And that's the kind of thing you would have to preface all other descriptions with, because Mike was otherwise crazy, out of order, supernaturally gifted as a musician. A mind of endless invention who would have had every right to cockiness, but instead exuded a still haze of confidence that was easy to be around and hypnotic to witness when he DJ'd. I probably met Mike Huckabee around 1994, I can't remember precisely, but I think he was managing Record Time, which for those of you who aren't familiar is a foundational record store which was open for nearly three decades and which saw the likes of Dan Bell, Claude Young, Magda, and my good friend Mike Servito all employed in the dance room in the Roseville location. And Mike Huckabee, well, he sort of embodied Record Time. His crates deep and wide, selections meticulously curated. He went for the long run, not the quick hype. Huck epitomized the no BS, be great all the time-ness, earn your keep, working class dance music ethos of the Motor City. A DJ's DJ who got the keys to the Wiggly Worm and then gave them back to a whole new generation of DJs and producers. Mike made you proud in his role as a community ambassador for techno. He taught computer music production to young people and stayed unstoppable as a solo producer and label boss. His persistence in dance music was justified again and again and again. In my mixtape slinging days almost 30 years ago, one of the first tapes I ever sold was his. When people asked what they should buy, talking about Huck came naturally. Everyone knew why he was good and important. And I can't say that all of my heroes were especially tolerant of me when I was a bratty little raver, but Mike was ever the gentle giant who was more than great. He was good to everybody. As years passed, I smiled seeing his name on the bill at Smart Bar, my home club in America. It meant that we were booking the right kind of people when you saw Mike Huckabee on the marquee. For 20 years, I have spent the last weekend in May in Detroit at Movement, which is as much a family reunion or religious rite at this point as it is a festival. Generations of dancers travel from all over the United States and even the world. You see old friends with their children riding their shoulders in those giant kitty noise-protecting headphones, bopping along to Jeff Mills like it was the Doodle Bops. This year, Mike Huckabee would have been at Movement Festival too. He should have been there. But instead, we mourn his death from complications of COVID-19 while recovering from a stroke. Huckabee is survived by his mother, Essie Huckabee, and his brother, Craig Huckabee. But he is grieved by many more who can only dream of some golden day when again, Hart Plaza is paved with dancing feet just as spring turns to summer. I know I am not alone in imagining what it would be like again to see all of my friends at once. What it would be like again to meet up at the left front speaker without a care in the world and watch Huck burn the house down like we have so many times. And I know that I am not alone when I say that Mike's passing feels as much like a robbery as a loss. This week, we dedicate We Still Believe Radio to the loving memory of the visionary, the supreme selector, the man of soul, the teacher, Detroit's own son, Mike Huckabee, and we dream of better days. Now, let's listen to Mike from his set 5 years ago at Output for The Bunker in New York City together.
the Earth's atmosphere. You should be seriously open to the vibe right now. Right now, you should punch up and fight the dark force. You should punch up and shatter the darkness with the light. Tonight is the night. Dance in the form of astral travel. Sit on the top of a lightning bolt and ride. Punch up, move forward in your life. Punch up, let go of those heavy things, people. Stand and get out of your seat. Punch up. Feel the groove as you move your feet. Punch up. The music makes you feel complete. Punch up. Feel the fire as it brings the heat. We'll be right back.
believe. Do you?
We'll be right back.
You are listening to We Still Believe Radio, and I am the Black Madonna, and today we celebrate the life of Mike Huckabee with this mix from the bunker in New York.
Thank you.
Believe with the Black Madonna.
For tuning into We Still Believe Radio, I'm the Black Madonna, and I'm glad you're here today as we celebrate the life of Mike Huckabee.
Whoa, whoa, yeah. Hear it well said. Everyone listening. Yes, there's so many ways. So many ways to be free. Freedom, love, brothers,
to thank everyone for tuning in to We Still Believe Radio this week. I am the Black Madonna, and it has not been my pleasure to spend this hour mourning the loss, as so many do, of our friend, our brother, Mike Huckabee, who we lost to complications from COVID-19. But I'm glad that you were here with me, and I'm glad that we're all together, and I hope that we never have to be in a situation anything like this again. So everyone, please be safe. Stay home when you can. Take a deep breath. Drop your shoulders and give a thought to our friend Mike Huckabee, who shall never grow old.